No, Barbados won't have them either. It's a combination of flat, and they don't have the prevailing crosswinds. So we always have the winds blowing in from the Atlantic across the islands, including Barbados. That's why we're called the Windward Islands. So the winds blow across from the Atlantic side into the Caribbean Sea. So we don't build up the kind of thermals, which is that circular wind that, you see the dust devils, which, well, in any case, it's on a grander scale, which is why the vultures in Jamaica, they start off in the morning and then you see them going round and round and round, and that's really the air currents just rising, and as the day heats up, it builds up. But what happens in the case of Trinidad, which is more of a continental island because it actually is geologically connected to Venezuela, not the Caribbean arc of Grenada, Piticaricul, and Tobago. So they got all this flat land. They've got this high humidity because, it's Orinoco River, Carony Swamp, Nariva Swamp. And so it's baking, and this humidity is just so everything is just evaporating, and it builds these tremendous clouds. And if you listen to the interviews of those people who experienced that hail, they said like it got like dark during the day, like 6 p.m. dark. And so these clouds are huge, and I mean they're very powerful. So the raindrops just keep being pelted back up. Very high altitude, freezing altitude, and then they just keep going and going until they get too heavy for them to be sustained in the clouds, and then it falls as hail. But yeah, if it's on a clear day and it's hot, then the vultures can ride those thermals. A lot of these birds, only the broadwing hawk is the only soaring raptor we have, and even then it doesn't really soar for very long. Frigates would take advantage of something, but they still don't really do that circular upriding thing that the vultures do. Because they're not really riding thermals, they're just riding air currents, But yeah, that's what's happened there today.